Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
36. This is the longest third down that the Seahawks have faced tonight, and it's a critical one.
Bill, you guys finally released Josh Gordon yesterday.
And a lot of guys that have been here in the last year and a half.
I'm going to stick with my original assessment that he checks out.
And he gets the strike to Josh Gordon. Patriots waved him goodbye. Seattle said, come aboard.
If you were convinced that Rob Gronkowski is not coming back, you have to admit, the way that they have completely ignored this position, it's like, what in God's name was your plan?
Jacob Hollister, who has three touchdowns in his last two games, in his first 26 games in his NFL career, he didn't score.
What in God's name was your plan?
Patriots waved him goodbye. Seattle said,
I can't take it anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't see Russell Wilson do anything last night, but get lucky, he was playing against a Jimmy G. Bill Belichick, you want that Jimmy G we saw last night being the next Tom Brady for you?
Right now.
Boston media sucks. You people suck too. We're perfect for each other.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Jacob Hollister. Jacob freaking Hollister.
Pretty athletic.
Factor in the game last night.
Yeah.
Jacob Hollister.
Fast.
Unbelievable. Terrific game last night. Seattle beat San Francisco, so no unbeaten teams in the NFL anymore. San Francisco, same record as your New England Patriots. And if you look at the 49ers, a tough schedule down the rest of the way. And who
same
knows?
The
maybe
Patriots.
The 49ers win the division. Yes, and the Patriots have the next 4 weeks are very difficult. So the one thing we have a question of, because I think everybody believes that for the Dallas game, Isaiah Wynn will return, because when you asked Bill about him, I said, yeah, doing well. Yeah, everything seems to be fine.
It looks good.
We're talking.
He'll be active when he's ready.
Yeah. And so we all expect not only will he be ready for that game, but he will start at left tackle.
We would think,
Kurt?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to, and Keel, Harry, it's a little bit
so protective.
Different. It's unbelievable. And yes. and Lou took the sword again yesterday and said, okay, you know, I'll
I don't know if he took the sword or I think the sword took him.
Well,
I don't know, it's like he was doing us any favors. Well, see, Lou needs to take his own advice.
What do you mean? I thought it was a chip. We want to go to there first?
We'll go there. Yeah, we'll start there. We'll start there.
Where are we going to start with?
Yeah, we'll start with your question, your weekly question on N'Keal Harry.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So I know I ask you, I feel like I ask you this every week, but I'm a huge N'Keal Harry fan. These guys kill me about it all the time.
I hate listening to this.
And I know I've asked you again a bunch of times, almost every week.
Watch this. She's the same answer I've given before.
I know. I just feel like maybe at this time you'll give it away, right? But how's he progressing as far as, you know, being activated for the game?
Good. We'll see how it goes relative to the game plan, the game and so forth. But, yeah, N'Keal's working hard. He's practicing well. And so those are good things.
Is there a player that you could compare him to? I mean, a lot of guys use Anquan Boldin as a comparison. Is that fair to say? Or
yeah, I don't know. I never coached Anquan Boldin, so I'm not sure.
Is there a guy that you saw and say, wow, he's similar to N'Keal Harry as a rookie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Lou, bring it back.
I think that
here we go. Lou.
Same answer as last.
Hey, I went in twice.
Well, I want to ask you something else about him, because listen, we know your job's to coach this team and not give away secrets.
I like this.
You know, of what's going on in the organization. And Tom's kind of in that same boat. But I think as fans or in the media, we hear you talking about N'Keal Harry, or Tom being maybe short with N'Keal Harry when trying to talk about him. The compliments maybe aren't there. And we say, well, they're not happy with where he's progressing. Just reading into it. And I know that's not what we should be doing, but is that unfair to read in that maybe they're just not complimenting enough for us to make us feel like they really enjoy it, like this kid, what they're seeing? Hello?
All I can do is answer the questions, Lou. I can't tell you how to think. That's your job.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm not good. See, I read into things too much, Coach. You know, you...
5 seconds
of
dead air.
God.
The best part about that was Lou was trying to bait it. He was trying to be so nice. He goes, That's not what we should be doing, Bill. We shouldn't be doing that.
But we do.
And Bill, Bill still wouldn't go free.
I actually call that nervous Lou. That was like 45 seconds of questions right there.
That was awesome.
And then a 20 second delay. I was laughing because, listen, it's nice when the shoe's on the other foot. I just feel
for us to make us feel like they really enjoy it, like this kid, what they're seeing.
All I can do is answer the questions, Lou. I can't tell you how to think. That's your job.
I think that was a shot.
I'm not good at that.
I mean, that was a shot. Hey, I can only answer. I can't ask. You got to be smarter, Lou. You're so stupid. Why just? I can't do that.
So we're all intrigued about Harry and why he's not out there. And was it because of the game plan last week or whatever? So what happened today?
Well, they had Herm Edwards on, who coached him at Arizona State.
Yeah, right.
And I think Wiggy asked a question about, you know, is this the type of guy that can come in and be a red zone threat? And he actually compares him to Josh Gordon.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he you know, when I got here, I moved him inside as a slot guy, too. So he can play inside and take a lot of that middle of the field away and open it up for you. And the fact that the contested ball, he can go up and catch it. He's a really good athlete, big, strong, powerful guy. Kind of like Gordon. The guy they let go, you know, big guy, can catch the ball in the crowd, very strong hands. So, yeah, he can help in the red zone. There's no doubt about that. He was actually at our last game, so I think he's excited about coming back and trying to get involved in the offense.
So, yeah, he compared him to Josh Gordon. So we go back to Sanu in, Gordon out. You know, we thought Sanu, Edelman, Gordon was the thing. It wasn't. Why? Again, you know, we just expect that, heard Edwards talk about him, that he's a younger, more athletic Josh Gordon right now in his career. So he can do the things that Josh can do, so we don't need Sanu and Josh because we got Harry coming back. So, I mean, we'll see. I have no clue what the hell they're doing with Josh Gordon. You joked about asking the question, oh, maybe next week we won't have to. Yeah. How about maybe next week we will if he's not active this week, right? If he doesn't play.
He's got to be active this week, does he not? I mean, this is a team, if you look at the Eagles right now, you're not running against that front, I don't believe, and we all know the Patriots can't run the football effectively anyway. You're going to throw the football. This is a team you can throw the football against. You got to put him in this game, right? Has to be.
Well, you say you can't run against him.
I don't think you can run against
him. You run against Baltimore.
No, that,
right, so
that's the point.
How did they run against Baltimore?
The point,
how were they effective running against Baltimore?
Throw the football. No, you got to throw the football.
No, they're effective running the football because they're in no huddle. They ran the ball pretty well in no huddle. So maybe that's the only way they can run the football against the Eagles as well. And if it's all no huddle,
can we just
are we doing?
Take a vote now. Who thinks he's going to be activated?
Yes. I say yes.
I don't think he's activated.
You were holding on to that. You're going to die on the vine with
you
that.
You say
one.
Not?
Yeah, no.
This is what they – well, listen, you know, we can ask Brady tomorrow. You can ask him tomorrow. You can lead the discussion.
Think he's going to say in what sense?
Yeah, true.
You think he'll be active? In what sense?
Yeah, you have to say – you can't say in what sense. Yeah. I just want you to tell me if he's going to play or not.
The past and future are in the mind. I'm in the now.
What if Gunners can play?
I mean, what do you mean if he can play?
So there's your punt return.
What if he's healthy? Is he active?
It all depends. It all depends. So I don't think N'Keal Harry didn't play necessarily because he can't get it. He doesn't get it. I think they needed more bodies defensively and extra defense.
No,
they did.
Okay.
And they
so,
added
I mean,
more.
So that's what I'm thinking. So
Gunner's healthy. He's returning punts. Sanu, Edelman, Dorsett, Jacoby Myers, and N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry.
You keep six guys.
Well.
Six wide receivers are active?
No, Gunner will not be active. It'll be Edelman and Sanu. No, Gunner's the first guy to be removed from the equation.
Gunner's your punt return. I'd rather have Gunner back
He's
there
not
than
anymore.
Edelman smacked.
No, but Sanu can do it.
Because Gunner was hurt.
I know, but if you think they're going to waste a roster spot on Gunner just because he returns punts?
Yes.
When they have two other guys that can do it when there's another valuable... I don't think so at all.
Yes.
I'm going to try and ask you a different way.
Yeah.
Okay, see if we have a long pause.
So maybe it's N'Keal Harry or Jacoby Myers. But Jacoby Myers
Your lineup
is more familiar
is
with
N'Keal
the offense.
Harry, it is Jacoby Meyer, Edelman, Dorsett, and Sanu. Those are your guys.
Sanu returns punts.
Yeah, and so does Edelman. Why can't Edelman return punts? Especially critical situations.
Ribs.
Critical situations, he's returning punts. I think the farther you get in and the when the... would you feel comfortable... Everybody loves Gunner.
You want him in that when those winter months when the ball is wet and the snow and the wind is blowing all over the place?
I'm using Gunner.
Not a chance.
I'm using Gunner for 16 regular season games.
No way. No way.
And then I'll have Edelman and Sanu, whatever, turning punts in the playoffs.
No, but you got to get to the playoffs. You have to get the bye.
Oh, you don't think they're going to get there?
Well, wait a minute.
You need that bye. So the reason you need home field advantage in that bye.
The reason you don't think Harry is going to be active is because of Gunner?
Correct.
Yeah. You think, well, hold on. Say it again real slowly. I want to make sure I understand you. Because I'm not, I want to give you a chance.
If Gunner is healthy, he is active, and he's returning punts.
But he added over N'Keal Harry.
And that would mean that N'Keal Harry is the odd man out.
Can we get odds on this? Hello? Okay. Yeah.
So you know what that would tell me?
Answer the questions.
We are in the middle of a redshirt year.
That would tell me that it's a redshirt year. That would tell me that they look at him and do not believe that he can help them for this run.
What it tells me is that this guy is a delayed more than I ever imagined. It's not that hard. Again, Josh Gordon, example number one, in two different teams. He goes up to Seattle, they throw him in there right away.
No, we were talking about Samuel last night, and what was he, a third-round draft pick? Or was he a second? I can't remember. Kid that played last night.
If he's not playing, when they need him so desperately. So I know Herm Edwards would be like, of course you can use him in the red zone. You can use him between the 20s. You can use him on first down, second down. You need him. They need him out on the field.
So if they need him and they don't use him, then it tells you he's showing you nothing in practice.
I will
nothing.
Say, I'll stay with it.
That
they're
he's confused,
have...
that the game plans are too intense for him, too complex. He's having difficulty with it, right? What other reason would there be?
Why can't you just dumb it down?
I don't know. Tell me. You played in this system. You tell me.
Yeah, can dumb it down. You don't think they dumb it down for Josh Gordon?
So if he's not... if he's
you
not...
think he got, like, ninja-level, offensive options?
Okay, so let's look at it this way. It's a road game. It's a very difficult environment. It was going to be the first game for him. And, you're running no huddle, and you're not doing much substitution. So maybe you're only going to get him in there for three plays in the entire game. And as you pointed out, you could also use that extra defensive body because you're doing a lot of rotation because they're going to wear you out. All of that makes sense now in retrospect. This week, if he's inactive, how does that make any sense? I don't believe they're going to do the same game plan that they had this past week because Philly's a much different team. Their offense is much different, right? But does anybody believe that if he's not active in this game, then that is a real bad sign?
I think it's a terrible sign.
Yes.
I do. I don't know. How would you read it any other way?
Well,
that Gunner is more
terrible.
But he's saying Gunner.
Gunner
I
is more valuable?
The
oh, my God. I would.
Yes.
The first-round draft pick.
If I'm Gunner, if I'm Nikhil, I'm saying I can return points.
You don't think so? No huddle's not a big part of the game plan this week. I mean,
they may do some of it. I don't think they're going to do it for the same reason that they were doing
it. What was the reason they were doing it before?
Against that team. Well, they were trying to keep the same personnel on the field.
So, and that's why you do it. So yeah. Why wouldn't they do it if it's successful and because they liked what they saw? Why wouldn't they do it against this team?
Because they rotate a lot of personnel, Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
This team doesn't do it. This team keeps a lot of the same people on the field.
Well, you can attack them different ways. I'm just saying, if that's their offense. Yeah, I think that Gunner, returning punts, has a role in a football game.
So the point where you take a number one draft pick, you're going to shelve him.
He's not ready.
He had a role because the only other punt returner was Edelman. He got hurt early in the year, and you're also dealing with ideal climate situations. Not like a lot of no rain, no snow, no crazy weather, none of that stuff. I'm just not buying it. The fact they've been burned too many times by punt returners coughing it up in important games in critical times.
Who was the kid? Harper? Was
Harper.
That the kid out in Denver?
I do not think they'll do it.
That cost him home field advantage in the playoffs.
I mean, I would say even Cyrus Jones when he was here, and he showed you that how what a terrible position.
Same player this
week. How many punts Sanu has handled in his career?
How many?
20.
One.
No, maybe, one. He's a safe punk guy.
He was out there for second, third, fourth. He was out there because Gunner was the guy. That's why.
I have trouble believing
that
Gunner
was hurt, so he went and caught one or whatever it was. That's it. He's not a punt returner. Never has been. Gunner's their punt returner. And then I think in the postseason, I think it'll be Edelman in the postseason. But for now, I think Gunner's your punt returner.
Yeah, but are you?
I don't think N'Keal Harry's ready.
But
it's all.
But you're basically claiming that that is the roster spot.
Yes, I am.
That's going to be absorbed. That keeps Harry
Glenn,
off the field.
You understand? Yeah. If I put Harry on the team, I got to take someone off.
Yeah, but you but you right. can take a defensive player.
I like the way you remember
take a defensive
those
player. Yeah, no, you learned those lessons. You learned those lessons.
I learned from Bill.
All right, so last night we watched Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And the big fella said this earlier on the program, and it's interesting, nationally, Jimmy Garoppolo is taking a lot of heat. I would say it's actually kind of a beating out there, and I'm kind of surprised at it because we've seen this before with other quarterbacks, but people are looking at the 49ers. They're looking at what the defense did last night. The defense was tremendous. Jimmy G bleeped his pants when it came to late in regulation and into the overtime period. That was awful. Terrible.
He had a bad game.
Terrible. And we're looking back a couple of years ago when a trade was made in the middle of the season, and there were a lot of people in these parts who were sitting there going, this is the worst thing the New England Patriots could have ever do. Since then, Brady, that season, took the team to the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl. And then he took the team to the Super Bowl last year. They won in the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo was not going to do that in that year or the second year. He was not going to do it. He's 28 years of age right now. He's playing with a terrific team, and he may be the weakest part of their game right now. The thing you worry the most, if you're looking at the 49ers, and most people are, as a contending championship team, he's the guy you got to be most concerned with.
See, when I looked at it, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is a bad quarterback. What kind of makes me laugh is that how people were just getting so twisted in his game and a half that they actually believed that they saw the second coming, that they saw Tom Brady's replacement, that they had enough information, small sample size, that Jimmy Garoppolo could be the guy. All I saw last night was a guy that's good, but he has a ton of issues. I mean, forget about just pocket awareness, protecting the football. He just feels like he just doesn't have the pocket awareness that a lot of quarterbacks have, so he takes a lot of sacks. He doesn't recognize the situation that he's in danger quick enough. He doesn't hold on to the football. And you would say, well, it's only one game. No, I would sit there and say he's protected by his defense and his running game. And if they asked him to win it, if they asked him to carry the team, he couldn't do it. So I just feel like the Patriots dodged a bullet. And everybody who wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, especially guys like Michael Giardi, can obviously sit there if they allow themselves to admit it, that Garoppolo was never going to be Tom Brady's replacement.
Well, I disagree. I think he could have been his replacement. He wasn't going to be Tom Brady. I think the debate was, how long will Tom play? Is Tom going to give you two more years? If that's the case, then would you rather have Garoppolo for the next 8 to 10 years or whatever, however his career would be? So I think right now you've come out, you're winning, right? Brady's here. You've won a Super Bowl. You've been another one. They are what they are now. He's probably going to play for 2 or 3 more years here. So you'll win. But I think you guys are looking at one game last night and judging him on what you saw last night in primetime.
No,
and what you saw was, you know, no George Kittle, who's his number one weapon.
Yeah.
And then all week long, getting used to his nice little shiny toy that he had last week, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
And was lights out with him.
Yep.
And then early in that game, he goes down. He's out for the game.
Right.
So now the whole game plan changes, and now it turns into
part of the NFL.
Spending too much time in the pocket because he's not familiar with maybe the guys that are out there. Deebo Samuel, I know he had a good game last night, but everybody else, Pettis and Goodwin, all these other guys running around. And I think honestly, it looks a lot like Tom Brady when, say, in the middle of a game, this guy goes down or that guy goes down, or his offensive line's a mess. Now, if you took Edelman and Sanu out, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady might look like this here this weekend against Philly.
Yeah.
You take the two best weapons out? But, I mean, people do it all the time. They rip Tom Brady and we're like, Jesus, is anybody going to mention the offensive line injuries? Or is anybody going to mention the fact that it's a different wide receiving grouping every single week? Or are we going to just blame Tom? And I feel like you're doing the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, it's not fair to try to compare him.
Quite frankly, I think you guys got something against Italians.
Oh, there it goes again. It's always us against the Italians.
Of course it
right?
is.
It's always yeah. us. God forbid.
Last Monday,
you're critical.
We sat here
and
had a conversation
on the table.
Last Monday down in Gillette. Did the Patriots make a mistake? Did you see what Jimmy Garoppolo did? He's got Emmanuel Sanders.
You remember that conversation?
Four touchdowns.
No, he's making
what he's talking about.
300
he's
yards.
You know what?
Lights out.
He'll lie for a brother.
Yeah, he will.
He'll lie for his Italian brother.
No, as Italian as Italian could be.
You know what's funny, though?
You know everybody had this conversation.
The most interesting thing about last night's game is that Jimmy Garoppolo went into that game handsome, good looking, thriving, successful, and when he left, he wasn't nearly as pretty. He wasn't nearly as charming.
Why? Because of a rookie quarterback.
Because
kicker
he lost.
Missed the field
goal. That's what happens when you lose.
Drove down with a minute and a half to go. Drove down the field. The guy kicked the field goal. Oh my God! Great job, Jimmy. Sent it to overtime.
I don't think he's been
that
good in
overtime.
And uglier the
more
after
they
the
lose.
MVP threw a pick in a bad pick in the red zone. He takes him all the way back down the field, and if the dumbass can kick a 47-yarder that he made earlier, then all of a sudden Jimmy G, hey, found a way to win.
I think that there
he
is
took
a,
him at
no,
the end
no,
of regulation.
No,
he took
no,
him down
no,
in
no,
overtime.
No, no.
Found a way to win. Instead, dumbass missed the field goal, and now we're killing him.
No, I would still say the
same thing.
They won despite of Jimmy G. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say they listen,
But when it mattered most, he made the two drives to count it. We would not have said
do
that.
Do you think that? So here's what just cracks me up.
No, drove his team down the field twice.
No, he got
when it counted the most.
No, and he also got a situation where the one mistake that Russell Wilson made. Didn't Russell Wilson, by the way, if I remember correctly, because you keep on talking about substitutions, didn't Tyler Lockett go out in that first series of the overtime and never came back?
In overtime.
It's amazing. Yeah, the first series.
Yeah.
It's amazing because they played the whole thing all the way out to the end of the clock. It's amazing to me that Russell Wilson had no problem moving his offense, doing what he had to do without Tyler Lockett.
After he threw a pick?
I think that was the one thing that he threw, and Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't capitalize on it. So I think the problem I have with Jimmy Garoppolo, he's middle rung. You can get a middle rung quarterback when Tom Brady retires. To me, it's a no-brainer. If you get this year out of Tom Brady, that's 3 years now, or 2.5 years, post-Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, you win.
You're good. You win in this
thing.
No
debate.
Yeah.
So Chris Sims, our buddy, friend of the show, he updated
his... He's on the rise,
his,
by the way. He's like big time. You watched that Sunday night pregame show?
No, I refuse to listen to him.
Pushing Dungy off the table.
I tell you what, he does know how to push the right buttons, though.
Yeah.
He does have a knack for that. He's been doing it to Patriot fans for a while regarding Tom Brady.
He hates Brady.
So he comes up with his quarterback ranking list, and Russell Wilson won, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Any issues with any of those? Any issues with any of those guys?
No.
Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, number seven.
Seven!
I don't even have an issue with that. I'm fine with all of it. Kirk Cousins, Jacoby Brissett, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, Drew Brees. And then way at number 15 is Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's exactly where I think he belongs. I don't think Drew Brees belongs at number 12, but I think that's Chris Sims' way of saying, you know what, I need to stick it to somebody and get some attention, maybe from the state of Louisiana. Let me put Drew Brees all the way at number 12. So the fact is that he's right about this. Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm surprised he doesn't have Andy Dalton on here, but Andy Dalton doesn't lost his starting job.
Well, I would say
to Ryan Finley. He's a great comp
for mediocrity.
Finding Patrick Mahomes is impossible. Finding Tom Brady is impossible. Russell Wilson, impossible. They don't come around a lot, and when you find them, you hold on to them. But guys like Andy Dalton, look what the Dallas Cowboys will do. Turning themselves into a pretzel, trying to convince themselves that Dak Prescott is what they need. I would say, you know what?
See, but
put
I look
Andy
at,
Dalton over there, and you'll be just as good.
But I look at most of these guys, and Russell Wilson obviously is an MVP candidate this year, and Jimmy Garoppolo is far from it. But he's 28 years of age now. You can look at the limited number of games he's had
only
to play.
Played
because,
18 games.
Okay, the season-ending injury was a problem, and he was a backup here in New England. But he's 28. And he still has problems. That game was huge. That fourth quarter and that overtime quarter just went up like this. He couldn't handle it.
Well, his team down the field for the tying field goal, and then
he stumbled in. He stumbled in that series
for the game-winning field goal. The guy, other than those two drives, you're right. At the end of the game,
he stumbled in that series. Okay,
he stumbled.
He did. He stumbled. He had a couple of terrible passes. One should have been picked off.
Well, the first one definitely should have been.
Yes,
right.
So he wouldn't have lived for the play that you're talking about.
Well,
You can't play like that in big, huge games. You can look back to Tom Brady, and we can go all the way back to the beginning of Tom Brady. You know, game manager Tom. We can do that. He was not like this in big situations. Well, Brady was really poised.
I would say that list, if you're really going, because they do it week to week. That's why a guy like Brees is at 12, right?
Yep.
Brady's way too high. Seven? Based on how he's playing, like this year, I mean, take away the greatest quarterback of all time. Let's talk about 2019, where they're at right now. I don't think he's top 10 in any category.
I think he's right.
A single category, other than attempts.
Do you think Drew Brees just forget about what he did last week or the fact that he was hurt. Do you think Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Jacoby Brissett, or Kirk Cousins is better than Drew Brees? The answer is no. But yet here we are at number 12. I mean, listen, you just so go ahead, stick him there and just, you know, watch people get pissed off in New Orleans because that's their guy and they don't like it. But Brady, I would say based on the circumstances, I mean, it's impressive that he is number 7 based on the fact that he knows when to throw it away. He knows when to eat the ball. He's, I mean, I think he's been impressive, even though the stats are great.
And the stuff that, because of his surroundings.
We watch him, you know, on a daily basis. But I'm just saying, if you just look at whatever raw numbers are out there, he's not top 10 in anything. Rating, percentage, completion percentage.
Yeah, if you had one quarterback to pick, he would be the guy.
No,
yeah,
but that's wouldn't.
Really? Who are you picking?
Mahomes?
The one-legged man?
You wouldn't pick Mahomes over him right now? One guy?
Mahomes. Mahomes never wins primetime games.
You wouldn't take Russell Wilson right now over Tom Brady?
I'm still taking 12.
It's on the show tomorrow.
He's on tomorrow.
It's on the show tomorrow.
Me
What's
too.
Your problem?
Me
you
too.
Take him too, right?
Yeah, me too.
All right, you ready for this? What week is this in the NFL? Is this this is week 11, right?
We're in the middle of camp. We're trying to go for tryouts.
This is week 11.
Yeah.
And Adam Schefter just broke this story. The NFL clubs were informed today that a private workout will be held on Saturday in Atlanta for Colin Kaepernick.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
Session will include on-field work and an interview. Oh, we're going to finally hear him speak. All clubs are invited to attend, and video of both the workout and the interview will be made available to the clubs. Now, Schefter goes on to say the NFL arranged this workout opportunity for Colin Kaepernick, and teams will have the opportunity to evaluate his readiness and level of interest in resuming his NFL career. His agents have said he wants to return to the NFL, and the league hopes to provide. This provides that chance. What is the NFL doing?
Oh God!
Week 11.
They have to do it.
It's such a setup.
But listen,
I don't have a problem with this at all. This thing should have been done a year ago, months ago, 2 years ago, 3 months ago.
It should.
I mean, week 11. So a team looks at him and says, "Yeah, actually, you know what? He's ready to play." It's week 11.
He can't fit into anybody's game plan in week 11.
I know, but yet the NFL is going to be shamed and mocked and ridiculed because I'm sure he's going to look great. I'm sure he's physically fit. He hasn't played in forever.
Why don't you do this in camp? Why don't you do it week
Because
one?
It doesn't work with his agenda. That's why. This way, hey, I had a tryout. I kept trying to get in. They kept telling me no. Did you see who started for the Cincinnati Bengals? Do you see? I mean, come on. Like, I know I can get out there right now play better. Yet the NFL rather have Ryan Finley as their quarterback.
So what is the NFL doing here? Is the NFL sitting there saying, okay, you know what? He sucks. We all know he sucks. Once he gets out there and teams start seeing him, then you'll get the little murmurs. People will say, oh, my God, he can't play right now. Are you kidding me?
No, he'll look great, okay. Glenn.
Okay. How will he look great? Because this
in shorts, in okay, shoulder
in
pads,
shorts,
he'll
and
look great.
Right.
Hold on. Do you think he'll look bad?
I think teams will say he is not ready. I think teams will look at him, and they'll look at him much closer than just seeing him on video.
No, as far as – but that's not the way it's going to
play
out.
So what do you think the league's doing?
He's
what are they doing?
I mean, hold on. First of all, he's going to be throwing to receivers that he's been throwing to. It's not like a bunch of – just grab a couple of guys. He's been working out. It's almost like a play. He's been rehearsing. He's been going through it. He's going to look like a freaking Greek god.
Okay, so Greek
That's
god.
More like it.
So let's say you're right. Then how stupid is this of the National Football League? We all know there's a political element attached to all of this.
Exactly.
And there are people out there that want him to be in the league. So if he goes out there and he looks good and the video was shown and we know that the media will look at it and most of the media agree with him politically
awesome.
And they are going to sit there and say, oh, my God, he's unbelievable.
Sign
a team's got to pick him up. How does this
week
help?
11?
How does this help the NFL?
No.
What you're basically saying is you are indeed blackballing him if the team doesn't pick him up.
The shoe's on the other foot now. So the shoe's on the other foot. They just keep Colin Kaepernick and his whole crew and his whole camp, whatever you want to call it, I just feel like are constantly poking at the NFL. So now you're right. Analysts, they're all going to say how great he looks, and I'm sure he can be better than this guy and that guy. And they're going to have to say no. Oh, look, they're still doing it to him. He looks awesome, and now there's proof. So nobody's seen him do anything. Now they have proof. guys, hey, Colin Kaepernick had a workout down in Atlanta. He looked awesome. He looked fantastic.
And then nobody passed him on him.
Can you believe this? That Luke Falk got a start?
So what, is the NFL stupid? Why would they do this from a PR? This is a PR disaster.
They have to go through the motions. And then they'll make up some excuse.
Number one, if your team's, you're sitting there looking at Roger Goodell saying, really, dude? Now you're going to make us look bad.
Yeah.
What
are they going to do about it?
But now you're making us look bad.
And I'm sorry for that.
Because the commissioner's sitting there saying, all right, Colin, go play. Impress people. So now the teams are like... So now the league has nothing to do with that. If we don't sign him, now we all look bad.
But the league has nothing to do with this. He does this on his own. He's a popular person.
This sounds like a league thing.
Well, the league
is hoping that he can get him back into the game.
So maybe I read this wrong. So the league, they're holding it for him.
Yes.
One-on-one, not a group, not a bunch of just personally. We're going to show you that we care. And we want to give you a legitimate chance.
Correct.
So here's the memo.
I'll read you the memo.
Everything's videotaped.
Here's the memo from the league, okay? Earlier this year, we discussed some possible steps with his representatives, and they recently emphasized his level of preparation that he's ready to work out for clubs and be interviewed by them. We have therefore arranged this opportunity for him to work out and for all clubs to have the opportunity to evaluate his current readiness and level of interest in resuming his NFL career. Yes, they're putting it on.
Yeah.
And this goes directly against your theory on the whole Antonio Brown thing. 100 years? They don't want Antonio Brown to kind of steal their thunder?
No, you're right.
Now in week 11, they're going to introduce Colin Kaepernick to their 100-year anniversary?
And the media is going to love it.
And the league is throwing this on the teams now.
Right.
And the GMs and the other owners.
Okay.
And saying, you know what? We want him back in the league.
Nobody's going to sign him.
So now it's up to you because the commissioner's office, we're on Colin Kaepernick's side. Go, Colin, go. Get a job. Someone hire him. That's what they. So now they're on Colin Kaepernick's side, the league.
Not only week 11, we're out of buys here in another week.
They want the heat taken off. Roger Goodell in the commissioner's office. And they're putting it solely on their organizations.
But they can also say that. Listen, they did the right thing. They did something that they've never done before.
Do it week one.
I'm actually amazed by this. I'm amazed by it. Any team could call up Colin Kaepernick. And oh, by the way, Colin Kaepernick's agent could do the same thing on his own.
Well, how about this? Hold a
workout in Arizona.
How about this? So now people can go, they're gonna be there, the media, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't the Patriots show up? Oh, yep. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, we're going to have a roll call.
Roll call. Oh.
Philadelphia.
Why is it Washington there?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You don't have a quarterback problem?
Well, how about this?
You're blackballing them, too. So they put all of their owners and GMs on blast.
So dumb.
You have to show up, and then it's going to be like, Roger, what do you want us to do now? Like, do one of us now have to sign up? So now you're pro Colin Kaepernick getting a job all of a sudden?
To parade this, now you're like parading this guy around. And showcasing him like he's your sole commodity. Like he's the only player that you have. He's the only guy that wants to get back in the league. They have made their bed and now they can sleep.
So 3-2-1 on Antonio Brown Twitter account. Where's my workout?
It's a good point.
Where's my workout?
So think about this. In the last 24-48 hours, you had the Michael Bennett story.
Yep.
In which Bennett apparently did not come out for the national anthem here in New England. I don't even think we talked about it. Did we ever talk about the fact that he didn't? We didn't care. Okay. So he goes to Dallas, and the people down there obviously care. They have a different political slant on it, and they noticed he's on the sideline, and he's there for the national anthem. And so they're questioning whether Jerry Jones and he had a conversation, whether he admitted it. He comes out and finally says, no, I'm doing it because the team wanted me to do it. The players wanted me to do it. So that becomes the story. Why? Because I'm sure there are other players who are not coming out to the sideline. He's actually coming out to the sideline. It's not a big issue right now. But it is an issue amongst some people out there. This, politically, is going to be a gigantic issue. Because we all know, it's week 11. If you have a tryout for anybody, what are the chances are that the player at the quarterback position in week 11, with no more bye weeks remaining, where a team's going to pick him up and say, okay, that's our guy, we're going to pick him up, it ain't going to happen.
The problem is you're going to have, there's going to be guys like Moore in Kansas City. Well, there's going to be others that are going to be like, well, they just took him off the street. The guy was coaching high school football.
Matt right? Moore.
Was it Matt Moore?
Yeah, Matt Moore.
Why can't Kaepernick do that?
Yeah. Racist thing.
I'm telling you, Roger Goodell just put every owner on blast.
Well, see, now.
And try to take the heat off himself. Like, he now cares about Kaepernick getting a job.
Yeah, this is a bizarre story. I agree. The league putting the. Why didn't they do it after. Didn't they come to an agreement with the. Remember that? They had the agreement with the lawsuit. They settled it. So at the end of the settlement, why wasn't that part of that settlement with him and Eric Reed?
But he didn't want to play then. He didn't want to play then.
No, he said he didn't want to play.
He didn't, so now he does. He wants to play.
So then if I'm the league, I sit there and say, yo, we gave him the opportunity during the settlement, but he didn't want to play. So now in week 11, he wants to play? How many other players are getting a special workout? You don't think there are a bunch of NFL players out there, maybe quarterbacks, who think they can play? I'm sure there are some kickers out there that think that they can play right now, and kicker could come right in week 11 and fit in, right? But in this case, you don't think there are other quarterbacks? So you're making a special deal for him? Why? Why wasn't it done after the settlement? You may be right. Christian, you may be right. He might have said at that point, I don't want to play. I like this activism stuff.
No, it pays more. Pays more. How much do you think? Here's the thing.
Bizarre.
Some team's going to be pressured into signing him. And eventually, the only way this ends is if he goes out there. And if he plays great, he plays great. But if he goes out there and craps his pants, then it's going to be, well, you know what? You guys kept him out of the league. That's why.
Yeah, but you're right. He's not going to crap his pants at this so-called private workout on Saturday. It's going to be phenomenal. There's going to be video. There's going to be interviews. He's going to say all of the right things. I want to play. It's not about activism. I'll even stand for the anthem, even though I believe there are injustice. He's going to say all the right things, and he's not going to be on an NFL roster next week. And it's going to create an even bigger issue.
And you know what? But here's what happens now. Every time somebody gets hurt, Andy Dalton, Ryan Finley, that team will, for real, be on the clock.
On the clock.
We've already identified that Colin Kaepernick is willing to play, wants to play, is doing everything to get back in the league. Listen, you don't have anybody. You're not going to keep Luke Falk anyways. Just a stopgap. You might as well bring Colin Kaepernick in here.
You know how many teams are sitting there going, okay.
Especially towards the end of the season.
We got to go to this thing next Saturday. We got a game to get ready for. Let's send. We got a video guy.
Yeah.
Just video. We'll watch it back in the office.
Who did we just hire? All right, listen, here's your ticket. Go to Atlanta. Say you're with the Patriots and just sit there. And when it's over, come home.
This is a bizarre story.
Because you have to show up.
The only thing I can think of, guys, is there is pressure being applied to the NFL right now with Colin Kaepernick. If you missed it, Adam Schefter says that NFL clubs were informed today that the league will hold a private workout Saturday in Atlanta for Colin Kaepernick. Session will include on-field work and an interview. All the clubs are invited to attend. Video of both the workout and the interview will be made available to all NFL teams. Why? Why are they doing this week 11? It makes zero sense. And it's probably going to backfire on the NFL because I agree with everything you guys were saying. If I'm the media,
it always does.
I'm sitting there going, why isn't he on a team then, guys? He worked out. He's going to look great. Unbelievable. 617-779-7937, our phone number right here on OMF.
Fordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not certain that the replacement for Tom Brady, I know this might be shocking, it might not come through the draft. The Patriots, they're not a great drafting team. The best draft that they do is you play 2 or 3 years with another team. I just believe they might do something out of the box. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots looked at a guy like Cap.
Okay, that's Chris Carter in February, back in February 15th when he actually had a job. And he was predicting that maybe the New England Patriots would be the team. So what the hell is the NFL doing here? The only thing you can think of is people are still coming at the NFL. There are a lot of activist groups out there accusing them of blackballing Kaepernick, which is probably true, of colluding to keep him out of the league. So the league looks at it and says, okay, from a legal standpoint, what do? We get all the teams together, and we call up, and we tell each one of the owners, just send anybody. As Lou said, send the video guy. No, send the janitor. Send anybody.
They're all there.
And you get everybody there, and everybody watches them, and everybody says, okay, looks okay. Looks all right. Not bad. Not bad. And the media looks at him, thinks he looks terrific. The league people are going, okay. And then nobody picks him up. So that you can't sit there and say that the league is colluding with the individual teams, telling the individual teams, you can't put him on a roster because right now he is going to screw up what we've got going here. Even though the ratings are all back and none of that, that seems to be a blur in the rearview mirror, yeah. Right? So, but what other reason would the NFL do it? There's no reason that they need to do something like this unless they're fearful that there may be some lawsuits on the horizon.
No, and I think, Lou and I were talking about this, so maybe we'll have one of our guests. Why don't you go to Joel?
Yeah.
Go to Joel.
Joel's in Fort Myers, Florida. Okay, Joel, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. So it just took me about 2 minutes to think about this, but, you know, NFL reached the agreement with Kaepernick and the other guy back in February. They obviously didn't give a crap about them then. You know, they brush it all under the rug, but now they signed this partnership with Jay-Z in August. I'm sure Jay-Z's putting the screws to him now.
That's very good.
That's the only reason that they're doing this, you know, and I'm in total agreement with you guys.
Yeah, you know,
that's interesting.
And Jay-Z got a lot of flack. And listen, and I'm sure that was part of the deal. Listen,
nobody needs to know this, but
if I'm going to come on board and help, well, then you need to guarantee me that you're going to at least give my boy a chance.
Yep.
I mean, and so Jay-Z, maybe he won't say it, but I guarantee you something like that, some sort of information like that's going to get leaked. This was Jay-Z's idea because there's still a lot of singers and fans of Jay-Z who were like dropping him. It's like, oh, I can't believe I'm never listening to your music. Ah, oh, you're a sellout. You sold out to the NFL.
Now, that's a good one, Joel. That is really a good theory. Yeah. I just think it would have been done sooner.
Like, I mean, part of during that announcement, and Jay-Z's taking a lot of heat. Well, one of the things that came out of it was we got a trial for Cap.
Well, that was way too transparent for him. Way too transparent for Goodell. He's got too big of an ego to,
All I say is week 11, it makes everybody look bad. Roger Goodell's making everybody look bad. If
Thanks,
Joel. Came out and did it end of August, week one, week two, week three, knowing the quarterbacks would go down and say, okay, listen, we're going to, you know, you guys all have your backup quarterbacks in camp, but we're going to give a tryout to Cap. So you guys can all have them in your radar when your starter goes down and your backup goes down and you need a third string guy or whatever. Or when your starter goes down, you need a guy to come in and back up your... Now you've got a baseline. Okay, then he might have had a job.
Yeah, they
now
were,
week 11.
But Joel might be right. The league might have been fighting it, sitting there saying, "We're not going to bring it."
No,
in.
I think they can easily. They conceded.
Right. And so what might have happened is that Jay-Z is putting pressure on them right now because he needs the help out there, as Christian was saying. And now everything changes. So the league looks at it. Okay, what do we get to lose? We'll throw it at. We need Jay-Z, and we need it. It's a good connection. Right, he's getting us now. We actually have a good halftime guest for our Super Bowl, and nobody wanted to perform before. Right, you know, yeah. You grease me, I grease you. That's what they're playing. That type of game.
Go ahead.
Eddie's in Connecticut. Hello, Eddie.
Hey guys, just wanted to point out the fact that no team would even think about signing Cap because it's so close to the deadline to be able to join a team for the playoffs.
Correct.
That there's no way they can have a team think about, you know, him picking up the offense or them building an offense around him.
You got about 17 days. Yeah, you got 17 days, right? We keep on bringing the November 30th number up with Gronk. That would be the same thing. You'd have to have him on the roster by then, I believe.
Yeah, so they're actually screwing Kaepernick in this case by making it this late in the season rather than earlier in the season for the offseason.
Yeah, you know, and it's another good point because the NFL – I think is trying to get credit for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get credit for doing the right thing because in the end, someone's going to find a perceived loophole. Well, you were acting like you were doing the right thing, but we all know he can't play. He can't play right now. So there's going to be some other just issue that comes up. I just don't know why they keep doing it. I don't know why.
Well, I think the JC thing is interesting. And here's the problem, though. So when nobody picks up Kaepernick, and people start reporting because the reporters, many of them who politically agree with Kaepernick's stand, are going to sit there and say that he looks good. They're going to report positive things. And he doesn't get picked up by a team. What happens then?
Makes it look even worse.
Right.
It makes you look even worse. And you know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, because you have Brady and you got the kid Stidham. And you could just sit there and say, we got a little third string quarterback.
So you think Chris Carter's wrong?
To the Patriots? No, that was whatever. But what I'm saying is that there's certain organizations that are sweating right now. Right? Cincinnati.
I'm going to look up all the teams with a crappy quarterback situation that may or may not be floundering. So Cincinnati comes up.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're a bad team.
But you want to lose now. If you're one of those bad teams...
Well, maybe you're better off. Maybe you could sign Kaepernick and lose. Maybe he's not that good right now. All I'm saying is it doesn't put your team on blast, and it doesn't put, you know, New Orleans on blast, right? You got Breeze and Bridgewater. There's certain teams that you are fine.
Right.
But there's, you know, maybe there's 6 to 8 teams that you can sit there and say he's not better than your backup. He's not better than your starter.
You know what?
Those teams are going in there right now. They're sweating.
So what I think you need to look at, I think, is something similar to what's going on in Baltimore. So Baltimore has a unique situation where their style is predicated on a certain type of quarterback. They don't want to change philosophies midway through a quarter because their quarterback gets hurt. They want to run the same offense. So I look at teams that have that mentality that would need a backup just like Colin Kaepernick.
Where are they?
Houston, similar. Maybe Tennessee, maybe Kansas City. Well, I'm not saying that's it. I'm just giving you. So the other one that I liked that I can't find is Arizona.
Yes, Arizona
would be a team. Tampa, no. Atlanta, no. Carolina kind of changed because Cam Newton's not there anymore. So they've changed.
Yes.
New Orleans, Detroit, no. Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay, Washington. I mean, New York. I mean, if you don't want Daniel Jones to get killed. I do think there are some options for him that are legit. So if Robert Griffin III got sick and got mono,
Kaepernick
and
would
he
make
was
sense
out,
there. It would make sense.
I'd go sign him right away.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You run the dude. You're perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't want teams to sit here and force the issue and shoehorn Colin Kaepernick because they were shamed.
How many years down is it?
But he could come in and run the Baltimore offense quickly. He could figure it out in a hurry.
Right.
Here's the other thing. It's the same offensive coordinator that he had in San Francisco.
Correct,
it is. The same guy.
Yep.
So, listen, maybe there's an opportunity for him next year with Lamar Jackson because Robert Griffin III, you know, maybe he's they've kind of – they're done with him. And Greg Roman loves him some Colin Kaepernick. So there's your team there.
So wait a minute. Did you say that Greg Roman or the Baltimore Ravens were done with Lamar Jackson? He didn't
not Lamar Jackson.
Oh, with RG3.
No, the backup, the RG3.
Oh, okay.
RG3.
I thought I missed something.
I would say that I'd take Colin Kaepernick over RG3 in a second.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You got RG3. So, I mean, it's very similar.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, the relationships, the history with Greg Roman, the coach, the system, the ownership in Baltimore.
I mean, you tell me. I don't know who's backing up Kyler Murray. I don't even know.
I don't know.
So, I mean, if you're Arizona, you're sitting there saying, oh, we got to send someone down there.
I don't know. if you missed the story, it just broke here in the last 40 minutes or so. Adam Schefter reporting that NFL clubs were all informed today that a private workout conducted by the NFL is going to be held on Saturday in Atlanta for Colin Kaepernick. Session will include on-field work and an interview. All the clubs are invited to attend. Video of both the workout and the interview will be made available to clubs. And I got to believe there's going to be news out of that because in the interview, are clubs not going to ask him what he plans to do when they play the national anthem before games? It's got to be part of it, correct? Suppose he says he's decided he's going to suddenly honor the flag and stand.
Well, he said that earlier. He said that a couple years
ago. Yeah, and then he wavered on.
It was in early in his free agency, and he was trying to, hey, listen, he said, no, he's good. And then once he realized he wasn't going to get a job, he said, screw it, right. I'll do what I want.
Adam is in Canton next up here on OMF. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys, you're talking about timing. Not only is it week 11, but isn't November a salute to service month with the NFL?
I don't know. Is it the whole month or was it just this week with Veterans Day? I'm not sure. But you may be right because
It's the week of Veterans Day, right? And you've got Colin Kaepernick. You took calls on the radio station for months on how he's given the finger to the troops. He's given the finger to the flag. And the NFL decides to bring him in this week. Are people going to say the NFL's giving the finger to the troops?
Yeah, he's denied that.
What are they doing here?
Yeah, he's denied that. And it was interesting because Michael Bennett talked about that as well, and that was one reason he claims this week he made sure that he was going to stand for the anthem because it is not an affront to the troops or whatever. It's for injustices here in the states or whatever. But that's the problem.
Listen, there's people that are going to have opinions. There's going to be people that think exactly like that guy just said because they truly believe that Kaepernick, you know, was spitting on the troops. There's others that sit there and say that wasn't what it's all about. But you're going to get the opinions coming back out on Colin Kaepernick. And for the league to do this in week 11, to me, is just, I don't understand it.
This is a perfect week for Antonio Brown.
I don't
sneak back into the league.
Again, if I'm Antonio going, where's my tryout? But I mean, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Because
I mean, it'd be hard enough if you had it week one, week two. And you put some teams in a pickle, sitting there saying, okay. But I just feel like they're just trying to take the heat off themselves, and they're throwing all the heat on their owners. Sign this guy. We're good now. We want him to play.
I'm with you.
Remember that collusion case? Yeah, I know, whatever. We paid him off.
Yeah.
Now we want him to play. Now it's up to you guys. I'm going to put heat on you, by the way, with 5 weeks to go in the regular season. Go sign this guy?
So maybe he looks at it, he didn't get enough out of the settlement, because the settlement, if you remember, was like $10 million. So we know the lawyers take a third right off the top. And then he and Eric Reed had to share two-thirds of it, right?
Yeah.
And then after taxes and everything else, that's probably not an awful lot of money for a guy in that position. Wow. And he might be looking at it saying, I'm not making enough on this activist stuff. And to me, I never could understand this. Do you not believe that 60 Minutes, Good Morning America, any network news show would die to do an interview with Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I know.
6 months ago,
He
could have gone anywhere, raised his profile, told his story.
Well, he'll have it now.
Yeah, but now it's going to be on NFL video in which teams are asking him. Oh, you say now he's going to go and do it.
After the tryout,
oh,
do you think that he sits on NFL Network. Because now the NFL is all about him, right? The NFL wants him to have a gig. Give me the exclusive. Forget about 60 Minutes. We'll put this thing together. You give us the interview on NFL Network.
Yeah.
Right?
5 a.m. 5 days a week for 3 years. Still ready.
I'm not sure that's a high enough profile. When he could, 60 Minutes would welcome him in a freaking heartbeat.
There we go.
This hour's been brought to you by Stoneham Ford. We have last calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch they come.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Everybody loves Taco Fall. He's fun. He's fun. He's also playing up in Portland, Maine, and he's kind of trying to figure out the landscape of what the hell Maine is all about.
People in Maine, I noticed they're a little more like, I don't know, it's just like a lady saw, wanted to take a picture. She just saw my lap the other day. I was like, but they just very friendly.
It's just like Dale. When you come in here and you're sitting down here, Dale's from Maine, he sits on your lap.
Sit on your lap.
Just sits on your lap.
Let me ask you a question. If you could take a picture with Taco Fall, would you want to sit in his lap?
No, I want to stand up and I want to see the contrast.
Right next to
contrast.
You know what I want to do? I want to stack a bunch of library books, and I want to see how much I can stack.
How many books?
How many books taller is he? Yeah, and then I want to be equal. Yeah, and then see if I can balance on 1 foot.
We want to tell you what we're doing starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Our buddy over here, Christian Fourier, is going
tomorrow.
25 hours for hopefully 25 association. And so we can use your help tomorrow. And we're going to give you some unbelievable guests. We are literally putting together the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports on this very program between the 2 days. So we're going to be on tomorrow for 4. And then Christian's going to be with us for the first hour of the show on Thursday. So tomorrow we've got Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Dante Hightower, Teddy Bruschi, the 254s. Then day two in that first hour, we have Bob Ayer. So if you look at that Mount Rushmore of Boston sports, I would say Brady, Bird, and Orr are definitely a fixture there. And we're seeing if we can get one more. Lou promised us Ted Williams.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I don't want to leave out the other shows because Alex Guerrero is coming in studio.
Well, that's going to be good.
Thursday, he's coming in studio.
Now, will he give Greg a massage or will Greg massage him?
No. This is all about me.
Oh, is it?
I want the workover. Yeah,
we
I get
still
it.
Have the towel in the studio.
Yes, we're good. Yeah, maybe we can use some CBD oil also.
You know, he's in studio with you guys.
He's coming in studio. Rex Ryan at 11 with Dale and Keith along with Peter King later on in the day. Good. And then so what we need to do is really find a way to troll David Ortiz. I feel like if we can troll David Ortiz and let him know that the party is started and he's the only person who isn't coming.
Okay, is it
who isn't RSVP?
And we bring Mutt into the conversation.
Hi, boys.
Mutt, is it safe to say that the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports would be Tom Brady, Larry Bird, Bobby Orr and David Ortiz.
Why'd I have Chris McCarron on there, the jockey Chris McCarron? You know, he's a Boston guy. Great Kentucky Derby winning jockey. For me, he's on
something's still open.
Rushmore. Actually, he is still open. They're open for simulcasting this winter, Glenn.
So
yes.
TV.
So I take Ortiz
off. The horses
off.
Are on TVs. They're not
just on TV,
the track.
Yes, on color TVs there. Ortiz out for me.
How old are those TVs?
They have some nice ones up in that third level, but some could be replaced.
So you're Mount Rushmore?
No, putting Allie Raceman there?
She might be on there. I could see this. I'm taking Ortiz out. I'm sorry.
You're taking Ortiz out?
Ortiz is
off. I think second to none. Modern impact on the Red Sox.
It's got to be a Red Sox, and he's got to be alive.
We're doing this seriously. Brady and Belichick are both on this thing now.
No, this is just players, not coaches. Okay, you're really screwing it up.
It's like TNT players only.
Why don't you do a coach's
Johnny Most? How about Johnny?
That's announcers, Mom Rush. Why don't you do that on your show?
Meanwhile, if you want to get Ortiz, just call Bradford. Bradford lives with Ortiz, doesn't he? I think they live together.
I don't know who lives with who anymore.
If you travel the amount of mileage that Bradford has traveled to do David Ortiz stories down at that golf tournament, you can get David Ortiz on the show.
I just feel like
6 to 10 tomorrow, we could use a special guest.
Well, I do have some options for you. We're teammates for this point.
Oh, good.
We're on
four
the same
hour
team.
Teammates.
Yeah,
excellent.
We're teammates.
Good. Okay.
I do have one special guy, but I don't know if you'll be into him.
Uh-oh.
Into him? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just wanted to say it weird, so there's some intrigue.
Into him.
Well, no. Matt Hasselbeck, my old roommate.
Oh, nice.
My old teammate.
There you go.
Okay, local kid. So right? Went to Severn, went to BC. There is.
In his 40s.
Your Channel 4 team's coming in, right?
They are coming in at
News team assemble.
9 to 10.
Yeah. Yes, like that, yeah.
You may like this guy.
I hope I don't. Can I argue with somebody tomorrow? I'd be just having fun for 4 hours.
I'm going to have Albert from Rhode Island come
in. Oh, he's in the studio. Let's do it. Bring him in.
It'd be perfect. So we're going to do all of that tomorrow. Again, I want to tell you, weei.com/25.
Yep.
You'll get ways to donate there, and there's also a text, and they tell you about it, I think, on that website.
No, what you need to do, if you want to bid on the auction items, which are already, on their way, you text weei to 71760. That's weei to 71760. You can check out all the auction items, look at them, check out and see which one you want, and we'll go from there.
Did the FCC approve the late night stuff you want to do with Lou and his wife and your wife? Are we doing that?
We're in what you call safe harbor. See whatever you want.
Good.
I think I'm more nervous about that segment.
You should be.
You should be.
How many crowns are you going to have before that?
Well, you never know.
I feel like everyone's going to be drunk but me.
Let me tell you, it'll make our show on Thursday. We have lots of tape.
There'll be a lot of material. I think I can see carried over.
We're going to load them up.
Yeah, we'll load them up.
Lots of stuff. So what do you got tonight? Who's the special guest tonight?
Special guest is Andy Hart. Very special. Oh, we have a couple special guests.
See, I like that now with Mark.
Couple special guests.
At first, he used to hide the special guest.
Now he's
pissed off.
Is he special if he comes on all the time?
Yeah, he's special. He's special in his own way. So we actually have a real special guest. Our buddy Craig from Twin River, who you know.
Yes.
He's going to join us tonight. We are launching a new initiative on the show tonight, right off the top at 6. I'm in a mood. I'm in a bad mood. We are launching an initiative in about 5 minutes from now. So you're going to be listening.
Gambling in mass.
Listening. We'll be listening in 5 minutes. what do you mind? That's shallow?
It's not a new one. I've been hearing every night.
Sports gambling in mass. Get out a third word there.
But redundant.
We're going to move this forward now. We're going to move it forward.
Oh.
We got some things.
Oh, Governor Sununu will be calling again tonight. Pissed off. Yeah. All right, much coming up next. You get some rest tonight, big fella.
Yeah,
okay?
No kidding. Get some sleep.
Get some sleep. It can't be a normal night. You have to get some extra sleep.
I know Larry Bird is your hero.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard for some people to meet their heroes.
I think
but
you're
I want
excited
you to,
about this.
I want you to calm down. And it's just
I'm
like,
good.
It's like the old days.
I'm good.
Just like you're riding the bus, heading to a game.
I think you're excited about Larry tomorrow. I'm very excited.
I am excited.
I can feel.
Can't wait to tell him how much I hated the Celtics when I was a kid.
There you go. See, you're going to ruin your whole 25
hours. I'm not going to lie to
Larry. You're doing a good thing for American diabetes, and now you're going to screw it all up with Bird. All right, we'll catch you 2 o'clock tomorrow when the big fellow starts 25 continuous hours. Will he do it? We'll catch you then. We're out of here.
Over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.